Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lance Richborg. Batting second. The center fielder, Jack Smith. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Les Bell. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Eddie Brown. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Doc Farrell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Zach Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Barnes. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Virgil Barnes. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Woody English. Batting second. The second baseman, Freddie McGuire. Batting third. The right fielder, Keke Kyler. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Riggs Stevenson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Clyde Beck. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Root. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Charlie Root. And now, play ball. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball four. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smith moves to third. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire fields it and throws to second for the out. Smith scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Braves. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire strikes out. Two outs. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brown. The throw from Hartnett and he is out, McGuire applying the tag. One out. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevenson. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Virgil Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 0 for 1 in the game. Richborg hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Richborg. Root reaches second base with a double. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 1 in the game. English hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barnes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards short. Farrell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive towards short. English reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 1 in the game. Kyler takes first base on ball 4. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Farrell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rick Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevenson takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stevenson moves to second. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartnett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Hartnett reaches second base with a double. Stevenson scores. Grimm moves to third. It's Braves, 1, Cubs, 1. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0-for-1 in the game. Beck hits a pop-up towards short. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Taylor hits a pop-up towards short. English settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Virgil Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0-for-1 in the game. Barnes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Root is called out on strikes. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. English hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0-for-2 in the game. McGuire hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brown, who is chasing the ball. McGuire reaches third base with a triple. English goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Cubs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kyler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McGuire scores. It's 3-1, Cubs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Kyler moves to second. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stevenson hits a line drive towards short. Farrell catches it and throws to third to double up Kyler. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 0-for-2 in the game. Richborg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Root fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a line drive beyond second. McGuire can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Grimm hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hartnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grimm moves to third. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0-for-2 in the game. Beck hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Smith. Beck reaches second base with a double. Grimm scores. Hartnett moves to third. It's 4-1, Cubs. Johnny Cooney now pitching. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Root hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cooney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. English takes first base on ball 4. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cooney fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell strikes out. One out. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kyler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a line drive into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stevenson hits a fly ball into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kyler. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Kyler steals second. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Dick Burris pinch hits for Zach Taylor. Dick Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris hits a line drive into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Beck fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 0-for-3 in the game. Richborg hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. English settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Sparrer now catching. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hartnett takes first base on ball 4. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hartnett moves to second. One out. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Root strikes out. Two outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sisler for the out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hornsby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Boston Braves, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.